I am Antar Jackson, and I am with Artists Against Racism.
Okay, so what's going on here today?
Well, basically, on the day that the Board of Trustees was supposed to meet, and they canceled their meeting because of the addition of the chief issue onto the agenda, we are meeting here in protest. We have taken over the Swanland Administration Building, and we've been here since 7:25 a.m.
So what are you guys' plans for now? So you've got the building shut down, you've got it occupied.
Well, what we're trying to do right now is open dialogue with the Board of Trustees, all of which have cut off communications with us and the Chancellor, and in hopes to discuss our demands and see what we can get done over these next couple of days. As of right now, we're sort of waiting it out until tomorrow, contacting different contacts that we have. We've already contacted the chairwoman of the State Black Caucus, and she's called Epley, and we're working on contacting other people right now. But as of right now, we're sort of locking down the building and preparing to stay the night.
Have you heard from the chancellor anything?
The chancellor has been communicating with us all day, but she's going home for the evening, and we have a meeting scheduled with her tomorrow at 8 a.m.
So you guys are going to be here all night, huh?
We're going to be here all night.
So what have you guys got in there? It looks like you've got some.
We got a lot of food in here. We got about 40 people in here. We got a couple of laptops, so a lot of fun, and a whole lot of happiness and pride.
Excellent. Wow. So you guys are keeping your spirits up.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody's got high spirits right now, and everybody's committed to be here, and committed to be here for the long run.
So have you ever participated in a sit-in before?
No, this is my first sit-in. But the PRC did a very, very good job of organizing this sit-in. They've been having workshops all week long and organizing this for a few weeks now. And everything has gone rather smoothly because of that. And everybody's shared cooperation with, you know, university police and with the chancellor. And they share cooperation with us. And so good faith has been pretty good here today.
How have the police been reacting to what you've done?
The police have actually been very peaceful. We allowed them to have one policeman in here so that, you know, to ensure the that there were no medical risks here and to ensure the safety of the university's property. But other than that, they've typically had four officers out back and maybe two or three in front. But they've kept their distance, and we've kept our distance from them. And everybody's been peaceful. You know, we've talked to them, and they've talked to us very friendly. And everything seems to be going well with that.
So what do you think, what are your goals of this sort of, it's sort of a protest sit-in? What do you hope to get out of this? What do you think that the community will get out of this too? Do you think the community is going to engage you? Do you think the community is going to shut off to you?
Certain parts of the community will definitely shut off to us, but there are parts of the community here that realize that right now is the time for action. And basically what this event is doing is ushering that call again, and reminding the Board of Trustees that this is not something that they can run away from, and reminding them that this is an issue that concerns people and that is important to people and that hurts people every day. You know, racism is not something that you can address on April 15th and in June, you know, twice or three times a year. It's something that affects people every day, something that hurts people every day. And this is what we're getting done today, is reminding people that right now is the time to get up and do something about this, and we've had a lot of people answer that call.
Do you think a lot of people are feeling more empowered because of being able to stand up and feel like they've actually taken over a piece of their property? This is public property, so.
Well, definitely the people within the movement and the people who have been involved in taking this building over. However, the sentiment will be externally within the anti-chief community as a whole is something that I wouldn't say I'd feel comfortable trying to gauge that right now.
So what's the plan? What's the immediate plan right now?
The immediate plan right now is to pretty much contact all of our constituents over this next night, hold down the fort until tomorrow morning, and meet with the chancellor at 8 and try to reopen the dialogue process.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Antar.
No doubt.